end of season road trip for you?
It was in San Antonio. It was good. Obviously, another huge come-from-behind victory. And then the Texas, we came up a little short. We had so many chances, we just couldn't capitalize, and they did.
How could you sum up the year overall?
I try to think of a good word without being negative, because, you know, anytime you make the playoffs, it's not, I don't want to say a failure, but you want to make the playoffs every year. But the team we had this year, I want to say I'm proud of the guys in the locker room, you know, with all the young guys and the call-ups we had throughout the year. In respect to finishing the season right around 500, I think from February on, I think is a big bonus for us, just the way that we stood to play the game the second half of the season. And then if you want to look at individual efforts, just for, you know, all the young guys getting called up and getting their chance in the NHL. I'm proud of those guys for, you know, making those steps and figuring out the game, because, you know, it could take a while for guys to figure out the pro game, and, you know, they did it by the end of the season here, so hopefully they carry that stuff on into next year.
John, explain how you and maybe some of the more experienced players in the team didn't just throw up their hands and sort of mail it in by the end of November. You could see what was happening. The team was so young, not very successful. Why did you not just sort of give up at the end of November?
I think because we're professional hockey players, I think we have a little more pride in that. I mean, at least I hope so, right? Especially your leadership core. You never want, you know, your leadership core to throw in the towel. That wouldn't be setting a very good example. But I think that, yeah, like you said, the veteran guys, I think they did a good job of sticking with it. And you know that eventually, you know, these young guys will get it. You just got to push them in practice, and I think that's where it started. I think we did a good job of pushing them in practice and, you know, letting them know when they didn't make the right play, and then, you know, give them a pat on the ass when they did. I think that was the biggest thing. I think the young guys appreciated that, and when they got that confidence, they kind of ran with it.
How challenging was this year mentally for this group?
I wouldn't say it was overly challenging. I think, obviously, with, you know, like we say, like with the group of young guys, you know, you have to kind of stay patient with that. In a sense, it was challenging that you didn't make the playoffs, because when you have a young core like this, I think it's nice if you can make the playoffs, just so they understand what playoff hockey is like in their first year. But I think we made strides, definitely, from the beginning of the season. And like I said, I think hopefully, you know, these guys can carry this into next year.
From your standpoint, some of the young guys that maybe caught your attention as the year continued on, that, you know, we should keep an eye out for training camp and when things get rolling again in September.
You could point your name on any of the young guys, I think. I mean, obviously all the young guys got caught up. You know, Kosmachuk, DeLeo, Patan, you know, Lipon. I mean, Melchior, if you want to throw him in there, he's not necessarily young, but, you know, he's a guy that got a chance and kind of ran with it. I think all those guys, you know, did a good job of showing what they had when, you know, they got called up in the National League. And hopefully, like I said, I think the confidence was the biggest thing with those guys. You know, you give those guys confidence, I think they'll run with it.
For you personally, it was tough earlier in the year, not just as far as the team goes, but you missed a stretch of time with the injury, and you, it's probably fair to say you played some games there where you weren't 100%. How long did it really take you this year to really be feeling good out there on the ice?
I would say maybe around January, February, I think that I kind of started to figure out my game again. I think that had a lot to do with me just maybe worrying too much about the guys in the locker room, you know, being a first-year captain. You know, you want your team to do good, obviously, and I think that I had to look in the mirror at some point during the season and say, you know, worry about your game first, and, you know, the reason you're the captain is you work hard on the ice and you work hard and set by example, so I think that once I started to figure out that part of my game, I think the rest of the team kind of followed behind me.
A lot of players that are your age, when you're, you know, getting up there in your mid-late 20s and still hoping to make the NHL, but kind of, you know, hoping to get that next shot. Yeah. Do you plan to keep playing North America for the next several years, or is there any consideration for you to maybe thinking about heading over to Europe?
I love these kids in this locker room. I kind of view them as my kids in a weird way, you know, like, we got a lot of young guys, and I think I was the oldest guy on the team. So I think I view these kids as more of a father figure, and I think that throughout the year that progressed, and I liked it, and I was really proud of these guys. You know, every time someone got called up, you know, I kind of felt some satisfaction in my leadership qualities to some extent. And maybe that gave me a little more confidence, which was good. But I would love to stick around here. I love this organization. Me and Craig Heisinger have a good relationship. I've been with him for 5 years now. And, I think we'll talk in the offseason and see if it works out for both of us.
From your standpoint, there's a lot of talk in the city about Connor, obviously, in goal. Just what makes him so good, and how have you seen him develop here for the last couple of years?
Even when he came out of college, he was – You could tell that he had that, that National League skill. He's so big and he's so patient in net. He works hard too, and he loves the game of hockey. I think that's his biggest thing. He loves to be on the ice, and his work ethic and practice, I think, is what gets him to the next level. He doesn't like getting scored on very much, which is good because he's a goalie, obviously. But I think, like I said, his work ethic and practice and the way he views the game and his mindset behind the whole thing is what gets him to the next level. And I hope he can make it there and stick there. We'll see what happens next year, but he definitely deserves it in my book.
What can you say about being the first season back in Winnipeg and the fan base overall supporting you guys when they also have the Jets here?
I thought it was unbelievable. I think we were maybe top five in attendance, if I'm not mistaken, or up there. Obviously, having both teams in town, the NHL team's obviously going to get more of the publicity and more of the fan base, but I think we did a great job. And I think I said this in an interview the other day, just the fans of Winnipeg and the people of Winnipeg understand the game of hockey. So in that sense, during the game, they know when to create momentum for your team. They know when to try to be loud and try to down some of the momentum from the other team. I think that's the biggest part of why they're so great in our perspective, because they could change a game. And I really appreciate, and I know the guys in the locker room really appreciated the support we had this year. Okay.